How did the part for this movie come about?
Ali Liebert, who is the director, is a very close friend of mine, and she very kindly approached me with the script and said, you know, I'm doing my first ever feature film, and I would love you to do it with me, and I would do anything with her. So, I'm interested in... I was interested in the character from a perspective of approaching it from like a faith, you know, and what that specific Amish lifestyle kind of how it influences a story like this. Mm-hmm. It was definitely Allie that appealed to me.
Okay. Oh well. So you didn't have to audition. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is nice.
Well, I watched it last night and I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. I like how when it started, the husband, you kind of sympathize with him, and your characters, she seemed a little mean. But then we find out it's not what it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I sort of approach everything just from, you know, what are the, especially with this role, like, what are the core fundamental belief systems? Mm-hmm. She's just sort of doing her best within, every upbringing has its very specific set of parameters. And I really try to look at that with every role that I approach, how that affects how a character might come across and how they speak to people and how it motivates them. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it helped later in the movie when they gave flashbacks to what happened when they were happier, and then she lost the baby and that kind of thing. So that was really, mm-hmm. that really helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So had you worked with any of the cast and crew before?
Yes. Many of them. Definitely. I hadn't actually worked with Allie because Allie's an actor as well, but mm-hmm. we've just been friends for so long. Andrew McElroy, who played my father, has actually been my coach and mentor for years.
Oh,
so that
nice.
Was amazing getting to work with him. Gabrielle Rose is amazing as well. She played my mother, and soon after shooting this film, actually we did a short film together in which she played my mom as well, but it's a comedy, and a very different type of project, but... A lot of the cast involved, I knew them, they're friends, and that's the great thing with a director, you know, who has a lot of, influence in casting and building the family that she wanted to work with, mm-hmm. and yeah, it was a joy to work with all of them.
The actor who played your son was adorable.
Yeah, he's a terrific actor. He's very sweet, super professional.
Good. And so did you enjoy playing an Amish woman?
Yeah. I've always been sort of fascinated by, just religion in general, but especially something that's slightly more niche, like the Amish lifestyle. I find it really fascinating, especially in a world that is, you know, we depend so much on technology.
Right.
And whatnot these days. I'm a very old soul that way. I was excited to kind of enter that world, and sometimes I think I was born in the wrong era. So I just think, you know, kind of studying the Amish way of life is almost like a window into... I also grew up in a really small community in Newfoundland, which... There's not an Amish community there, but there's certainly similar sort of, just community-based,
mm-hmm.
Community is really everything there, and they're just similar sort of, even though it's very different when you look at it from, like, a religion point of view, I just understand that sense of community mm-hmm. really well, I think. Yeah.
Sort of small town feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And there were quite a few action scenes. Did you do any of the stunts yourself?
I did a lot of the sort of fight at the end of the film in the barn, and there was a wonderful stunt double as well. But Steve and I, who played my husband, got to do a lot of that ourselves.
That's great. One of the reasons I wanted to interview you is because I used to watch Vampire Diaries, and I loved Jenna.
Oh,
I was very mad when they killed off Jenna. I'm still mad.
Yeah. It was a great show to be a part of, but it's always nice when people tell me that they were moved by that character's death wanted her to come back, because I would have loved to explore more storylines with her, but I know that they sort of needed to get rid of the parental figure to let things, really go crazy on that show. Elena sort of needed to be out from under the watchful gaze of a parent, I think, for a lot of that story to happen the way
right.
it did.
And they kill off so many people on those shows.
Some
of them they bring back, but, you never know. I just loved her relationship with Rick, so that was great.
And he's still around on that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you ever watched Legacies, where he's still playing Alaric.
I watch so little television. I just have been so busy with, I'm developing some of my own projects as well to direct, and I watched so little TV that I have not seen it. I just binge-watched Fleabag. That's the most recent thing I've watched, and I was absolutely over the moon for it. But I am behind the times on
I understand.
TV shows.
I understand. You're busy, and there's a lot of TV shows out there.
yeah, there really are.
Yeah, it's on the second season, so you can watch any time, but on the CW app. But it's good. And I like that they give some of the older people, not that he's old or anything, but, the people that are not the teens, they give them some things to do, so that's good. And I didn't realize until I was looking up your stuff that they had you playing an older person at the time, that you were not that much different in age than the people on Vampire Diaries who played teens.
Yeah, I was a year and a half older than Nina, which is pretty wild. But I think it helped with the dynamic that they wanted between, Jenna and her niece and nephew. But I also, I tend to play older than
really?
I am a lot. And it's actually been great. It's afforded me a lot of, really cool opportunities and really great roles. And I guess that's just sort of where my soul lies, is in a little bit of a, I don't even know what you would call that. But it tends to happen, but it's been good. It served me well, and it was a really fun role to play. And yeah, we joked about it all the time, but I was, their aunt. there are weirder things. I know of families where there are aunts and uncles who are very close in age.
That's true.
Their nieces and nephews, so.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I have a good friend that I've had since junior high school, and she had an aunt that wasn't very much older than we were. So, you have that kind of face. I don't know. I think I don't want to be trying to kiss. I'm sorry, my words are not coming today. I don't want to be trying to overly compliment you, but I think when a person has a very beautiful face, that they can play different ages more,
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of
well,
you.
I don't mean to.
I just call it an old soul face.
An old soul face.
I once had someone tell me that I had a face for period films and stuff. And I was and I've done a lot of I've done a few projects set in the 1880s and a lot of early 1900s stuff. And so I'm always okay, sure.
Whatever works, right?
yeah, totally.
So you said you have a short comedy film. Do you have any other projects coming out that we should watch for?
Yes, there's one that's being released episode by episode right now. It's a web series that I did called Hospital Show that's being released on YouTube, and I highly recommend people watch it for a laugh. It's so fun and crazy. It's about actors on a hospital show. So we as myself and the other actors play actors playing doctors. So it's like if you love, especially if you love medical shows, mm-hmm. it's such a fun take on like behind the scenes. And I think it's really good. I think it's really funny. There's such great actors in it. Jordan Connor from, I don't know if you watch Riverdale or not, he's in it. And Adrian Holmes, who's wonderful. And the creator, Adam Graydon-Reed, wrote, directed, and edited the whole thing himself. And it's very, very funny.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
So that was... Yeah, it's been, and it's so easy to watch. They're like 6-minute episodes on YouTube. So there's that. I have another film that I worked on with friends last year called An Awkward Balance, which will be getting a release at some point. I'm not sure when. And I'm also on Nancy Drew right now on the CW, which is really wonderful to be a part of. And I just shot another film with a friend. It's actually a Christmas movie that will also, I think, be premiering on Lifetime soon. It's a very quick turnaround.
Wow.
I don't even know if they're changing the title or not. So, I don't want to say the title and get it wrong.
I know what you mean, because they do that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm developing a screenplay, actually, through the Whistler Film Festival screenwriting program that I will direct. There's a lot of balls juggling around in the air, but it's good. That's when I feel happiest.
Right. Well, you're definitely busy.
All right.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking the time, and thanks for watching the film.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.